you walk for him, talk for him, live for him, making it clear that you desire the things of God. And the Bible tells you he'll give you, if you delight in him, the desires of your heart. He just wants you. And too many of us want what he's got and not him. And what we don't understand is if we would just fall in love with the giver, the gifts will keep on coming. I've said that many times before, but we rather get caught up on the gifts. And listen, whenever the giver finds out that you only want the gifts and not the giver, the gifts stop coming also. God, listen, wants you to be closer to him than anybody else in the world. He didn't want mama, daddy, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, sister, brother, friend, or he don't want anybody closer to you than him. He wants you to be able to say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, God. He wants you to have that desire for him so much that you don't make a move without knowing how he feels about it. When you're making your plan and your schedule, listen, I gotta check with the Lord on this, or I'll get back with you. It's not definitive until he says so. You know, you don't just say you're going to do this and do that. You got, if the both of you say, if the Lord says the same, I'll do this or I'll do that, you begin to realize I belong to God. And if I belong to God, then everything about me belongs to God. My decisions belong to God. My love belongs to God. My money belongs to God. My talents belong to God. Everything about me belongs to him. So intimacy is what he wants first of all. He did all of this just to get their attention. Somebody be like, look, Lord, you don't need to take all that to get my attention. Look, you ain't got to take all my stuff and do all of that. Just call me. Yeah, well, I've been calling you. You ain't listening. Now, why, and I'm moving on, why does God want you to have intimacy with him? Listen to this. Because everything else is temporary. Everything else. Everything you can see and touch down here, feel down here, is temporary. It was meant for a reason, a season, or a lifetime here.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
Sing, Lady Thomas.
That saved a wretch like me.
Yes.
I once was lost.
Oh, yes.
But now I'm found.
I'm found now.
Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. God has.
Oh, yes.
Smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me, and He's been good to me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. No, 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 but there's a cross,
yes, sir,
for everyone.
Yes, it is.
And there's a cross for me. Hallelujah. God has smiled on me.
Yeah.
He has set me free. Oh, God has,
that's all right,
smiled on me, and He's been good.
Yes, He has.
He's been good. He's been good. He's been good.
We have prayed in and prayed out.
Amen.
Come and go with us to a division of Psalm 18, in that first division of Psalm, first book of Psalm, Psalm 18. I want to look at verses 1 through 7, amen, for clarity. And then we're going to look at one verse number 17 in the 18th Psalm. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 7. Are we there yet?
Amen.
Let us stand for the reading of God's word. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hill moved and was shaken because he was wroth. Drop down to verse 17. Verse 17 in that 18th Psalm. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me. Thus is the reading of God's word for the people of God. Yes. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Looking at that 17th verse in that Psalm 18, where it says, for they were too strong for me.
Come on now.
I simply want to talk about for a little while on today. Put our total trust in God.
Yes, Lord.
Put our total trust in God. Amen. Because if we put our trust in God, then we will trust him for certain things.
Come on.
And certain deliverance. But let us this morning,
yes,
put on October the 20th, 2024, let us put our total trust in God.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes, my beloved brothers and sisters, we put too much trust in man.
Come on, come on.
And things and some people we place our trust in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can help, and sometimes they can't. Because people have their own responsibilities to take care of. Am I right there? And so on today, when we are faced with difficult situations, trying times, or even our enemy rise up against us, the first place we ought to run is to God.
Yes,
are y'all with me here?
Come on, Bishop.
Just as David in our text today did, when we run to God, he will keep our business between us and him.
All right.
And God will give us the answers we need on how to deal with our situations. And so in this Psalm 18 here, this Psalm 18, amen, is a psalm of the chief musician, which was David. And David was a servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the word of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of King Saul. Mm-hmm. And now here the title contains, amen, more information about his setting than any other song.
Yes.
It is linked with the Lord's deliverance of David from all his enemies. In other words, the Lord rescued David because David was a man after God's own heart. And just like the Lord fought for David, my beloved brothers and sisters, we that belong to the Lord, we that trust in Jehovah's promise for his people, God will bring us the victory just like he brought David. Are y'all with me?
Come on now.
And so Psalm 18 and 1, amen, is no other psalm that have such large number of metaphors used to convey God's attributes. All of these relate to a military setting where God is seen as the real strength,
yes,
behind the person who fights. And so I need to let us know today, it's not you nor I that's in the battle alone. But just like God was fighting on David's behalf to give him the victory over Saul and all of his enemies, my beloved brothers and sisters, if we put our total dependence and trust in God, I'm a witness that God will take care of his children. Are y'all out there today? And so here, God is the strength. God is the